Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Why Your Brand Voice Feels Outdated. Let's dive in. Your brand guidelines were written 18 months ago, but they sound like they're from 2019. While you're still saying pivot and unprecedented times, your audience has moved on to entirely new conversational rhythms. Today, we're exploring why cultural tone shifts faster than brand guidelines evolve, and how this gap is killing your engagement rates. Here's what most brands don't understand. Cultural language has a 90-day half-life in digital spaces. What resonates in January feels stale by April. Your brand guidelines treat voice as permanent, but culture treats tone as fluid. Think about it. We change how we talk every few months. Our humor evolves, our references shift, our energy changes. Yet brands cling to voice documents like their constitutional amendments. Smart brands audit their voice quarterly, not annually. The solution isn't chaos, it's cultural listening. Research shows brands using real-time cultural signals see 34% higher engagement than those following static guidelines. Here's my three-layer approach. Monitor platform-native language, track generational shifts, and watch micro-community evolution. Your brand voice should reflect how your audience actually talks today, not how you think they should talk. Before launching any campaign, run your copy through what I call the 48-hour voice test. Ask yourself, does this sound like something my audience posted this week or something they posted last year? Create living style guides that update monthly with fresh cultural references and retired phrases. Look at Duolingo. Their social team rebuilds their voice every quarter around emerging memes and cultural moments. In 2023, they shifted from wholesome encouragement to playfully unhinged perfectionism, matching their Gen Z audience's evolved humor. The result? 400% increase in social engagement and 60% boost in app downloads from social traffic. They treat their brand voice like a cultural participant, not a cultural observer. Here's your immediate action. This week, screenshot 10 recent posts from your target audience across platforms. Compare their language patterns to your last three brand posts. Identify the tone gap and adjust your next campaign copy to match their actual conversational rhythm. Your brand voice should feel like it belongs in their feed, not like it's visiting from corporate headquarters. The bigger picture, brands that move at the speed of culture don't just sound relevant, they become part of the cultural conversation that drives purchase decisions. Cultural fluency isn't about sounding cool. It's about maintaining the trust and connection that converts audiences into customers. In a world where tone shifts monthly, your brand voice agility determines your market relevance. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Pitch bold ideas with confidence. Get the Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.